This chazar is a chenish b'chachas v'shach v'vim Yehuda m'sechtas gittin daf lamin aleph. Zok the Mishnah, if someone set aside produce to be used as truma and ma'isa for other produce of tevel that he has, or he set aside coins to be used to redeem ma'isa sheni, he may designate them as truma and ma'isa even if he's not near them, on the chazaka that they are still in existence. If he finds out that they were lost at the time of his designation, he has to be concerned regarding the tevel produce that he thought he had given ma'isa for a period of 24 hours. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. This is the view of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda says, at three points in time, one must check the wine that he left over to be used for truma and ma'isa to make sure it's still wine and hasn't become vinegar. These three times are when the east wind blows after Sukkot, when the little grapes first grow on the vine, and when the juice begins to enter the unripe grapes. What's meant by the 24-hour period? Rabbi Yochanan said this means that we must be concerned that the produce was missing for a period of 24 hours from when it was discovered as being lost. Rabbi Elazar ben Antigas, the name of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yane, said we have to be concerned that it was lost from a period of 24 hours after the produce was left there. Our Mishnah said when the produce was discovered to be lost, we must be concerned for a period of 24 hours, meaning Me'es La'es. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Antigas, the Mishnah should have said we have to be concerned all the way back until the period of 24 hours when the produce was there, meaning Ad Me'es. The Mishnah said, Divrei Rabbi Lazar. Zachtimar Rabbi Lazar, the Amira, said that the Rabbanan argued with Rabbi Lazar, meaning the Tanur and our Mishnah, as we find the Mishnah that says if a mikveh is found to be possible, everything that went to that mikveh from the last time it was checked is considered to be tame. It seems obvious that they argue. Mar says, we would think that the Mishnah means that only things that were toiled within the last 24 hours are considered Tomei. And it does not argue with Rabbi Lazar. Therefore, he tells us that the Mishnah means everything toiled there is Tomei, and it does argue on Rabbi Lazar. Mishnah then said, Yehuda Omer, B'shloisha Perakim V'chulu. A Braisa says, the east wind that blows after Sukkot requires the wine to be checked only if it's in autumn. If it's still summer, it's not required. A Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, there are three times during the year when the produce may be sold. Before the planting season, during the planting season, and during the 15 days before Pesach. There are three times during the year when wine may be sold, during the 15 days before Pesach, during the 15 days before Shavuos, and during the 15 days before Sukkot. Oil may be sold anytime from Shavuos and on. What halacha is being taught over here in the Braisa? So Rava, or Rav Papa said, it's teaching regarding partners that if during one of these times a partner sold the items that are sold during that time, the sale is a valid sale even if the other partner was not told of the sale first. What would be the halacha after the times listed in the Raisa? So Rava said, any times after the times listed are still considered as part of the selling season. I mean, we gave it the beginning times, but not end times. Talk more about there. Pasuk in Yoyner refers to the east wind and said it was charishus. Rabbi Yehuda said, this means that the wind blew so strong that it made furrows like a plow, charishus, in the water. Rabbi asked, the pasuk says that the wind made it very hot to the point that Yoyner fainted, which would mean that it was not a stormy wind. He therefore explains that charishus means the wind quieted down all other winds, meaning this wind that blew stopped all other winds from coming, and that's why it left it very extremely hot. Rav Huna and Rav Chista were sitting, and Geniva walked by. One of them said, we should stand up because Geniva is a Talmud Chacham. The other said, Geniva causes arguments, and therefore we don't have to stand up for him. In the meantime, Geniva walked over to them and heard that they were learning about winds. He told them, Rav Chanan bar Rav, in the name of Rav, said that four winds blow every day, and the north wind blows with every other wind, because if it didn't, the world would be destroyed. Also, he said, the south wind is so damaging that if not for a malach that blocks that wind, it would destroy the world. Mar says a story in which the east wind caused such heat that Rav Acher bar Yaakov had to uncover his arms due to the heat. Rav said, Rav has said that the east wind causes miscarriages. Shmuel said that it even causes the pearls in the sea to rot. Rabbi Yochanan said it even causes that the zera in a woman's stomach deteriorates. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that all three statements are based on the drasha of a pasuk. The Gemara brings various opinions of how the east wind causes damage. Rava said even the handle of a shovel becomes loose from the east wind. Rabbi Yosef said even a peg in the wall becomes loose from the east wind. And finally, Rav Yaakov said, even a reed from a wicker basket becomes loose from the east wind. Hadaloch perek kol haget.